Aloha. Bonjour. It's good to see everyone, and I know we're all so excited to begin our post-first day experience in Geneva, since the sun is actually shining today and it's nice and blue. What we aimed to do in the first day was to allow you to hear from UPR Info, a very valuable tool that has all the research that's necessary for the work that we're doing. It's very valuable as we're building our national coalition. And then also to hear from Philippe Dam to share the insight from the international NGO perspective and what they're able to coordinate and to create. And then in the last presentation, it was also national case studies for what two countries were able to do regarding the UPR. And we know that this training isn't just about coming here and participating in Geneva. For some, the UPR is next week. But for others, we also plan it that the UPR will be coming up, such as Vietnam in January 2014, I believe. So it allows us to look at where we are all at in the process of the phases from preparation to implementation, but more importantly, to ask important questions that we don't necessarily do because we're all so busy doing the human rights work. So Eve has worked over the last couple of years to come up with, in a way, a matrix or a document that we can begin the discussions to create a successful national movement around the UPR, but also making the UPR a public issue and relevant to people in your community and country. So we have 8 questions that we want you to begin to look and to ask that will then be able to guide you in your work when you return home. So the good news is you don't just do some things here that are pleasant, but then go home and go, that was so inspirational, but now what do I do? You know, when you're all by yourself. The important thing is you're able to meet here. Some countries have 4 representatives, such as Tunisia, I think. I hope someone's back home in Tunisia to keep the human rights work going. Turkey has 2, you know, but you'll be able to meet here in your country or by region and be able to coordinate and begin the process of looking at these important questions. So what we'll be doing for the remaining part of today is to begin the discussion of looking at these 8 questions that we'll get to. But the first one is one of the things that we had to look at in the United States of, you know, do you have a national coalition? And the truth is it's a great one because, as was pointed out in the back, you know, how do you maintain it? Who gets to be in charge the second time? NGOs, there is a power struggle. There is people who want to be the coordinator. So it is important to actually ask, do we have a national coalition? And then the other point that's also important with that is, was the coalition successful in producing a report and in having recommendations passed? I mean, that was one thing for us of, we were successful in that we did get all the reports turned in. We did include everyone and engage them in that process. And more importantly, like I said, during the consideration phase, when the report is done in those 3 hours, you know if you're successful or not right there, because the countries will take your recommendations or your questions and use them. So it's a good way to be able to see how you were able to do that. The other thing, though, and how I kind of focus the talk to is, what are the difficulties to bring this coalition together? It really is essential and important. You know, the UPR is a process, but bringing this coalition together and having everyone understand what it's about and why we're doing it really was quite valuable for NGOs. It really did force us to ask some difficult questions. There were groups who never talked to each other because they'd say, that group's just racist, we don't deal with them. And we'd be like, okay, that's very nice. But we're working together on this one, so let's educate them about how they're racist so we prevent that in the future. So that was very important things that we could look at. And the fourth one there is, what are the elements making the UPR attractive to civil society organizations? What are you aiming to get out of that? How's that work for and with you? The other one is, does the UPR set out priority issues for your country? For us, there was a couple things of what we really did want to do. For other countries, it might be a little bit different. We also broke it down into 2 different things. What are the immediate short-term goals that we can accomplish that's doable? And what's some of the long-term things that aren't going to be changed overnight? Accept that, but what is some simple steps that we can begin that process? So it did force us to prioritize, especially when we're going to turn in one report that's 10 pages long with every civil society organization. It was a great time for NGOs to think their issue is the most important, to go, you know what? We need to have prison reform. And in prison reform is death penalty. And in that is this. So just make us a small sentence in your larger paragraph. So it really did force us to set up priorities and to also come together and listen to one another. And how should the UPR influence your top priorities? We fortunately didn't let the UPR influence us that way. We thought of it the same way that Philippe suggested, as well as Roland briefly mentioned. How do we bring our issues there and make this process work for us? Because as Philippe said, when it was initially set up, it was really your state was under review. They're the main one. They all get to control the 20-page document compared to our 10 pages all formulated together. It's states asking each other questions, so they don't ask anything too impolite because then they'll get an impolite question. So we tried looking at 6. It'll be interesting to see your responses there. 7 is what should be attractive for the general public and the UPR in your country. 8 is who should be the most involved to make it attractive for the public. So there are certain things we realize. I'm not great at graphics. So it was very easy that that person was going to work on graphics and they're going to explain to things. We worked with a group called Witness. Witness is Peter Gabriel's NGO. And they then worked on the video filmmaking. And it took on a life of its own. We ended up showing the video in a nightclub in the Paquis of Geneva, which normally isn't a place for those kind of films. And so we had a human rights night there, and to do that. So we knew we didn't have certain skills, and we had to network with Witness, who normally just made films about human rights in other places, even though they're based in Brooklyn. So, you know, this line of 8 questions really does allow you to take a step back from our daily grind of putting out fires related to the issues we care about, and think the next steps on how you'll be able to mobilize for the review of your UPR for your country. So what we're going to do with the time remaining is have people get into the groups based on country. And if there's not exact country, we sometimes do region, if you're all by yourself, you know, with Ukraine. And then you're going to be a Turkey? Great, Turkey. Everybody wants to be Turkey now. It's because they're Europe as well now. Okay, so that's good. And we'll also come around, even I'll be available to come and talk with groups if you have specific questions, or if you're like, I don't quite understand this, could you explain, or this is what we think, does this make sense? So we'll now do our first breakout into the workshop, and we'll be doing these at a couple more times throughout the session. So, but we think it's very valuable that you have information to be able to take back with you.